Welcome to Today's Issues, a community service program informing you of the issues and events in the four-state area. Now, here are the issues for today on KNEO 91.7 FM.
Good morning. This is Luke Taylor with a Capitol Report update. State Representative Lane Roberts is sharing with us this morning about some progress being made in the Missouri State Congress as we wind down the 2024 legislative session, including a reform to the reimbursement process for medical institutions in Missouri. He'll also share some reasons that Missouri's term limit restrictions might be reformed. He'll talk about all that and more right here.
Hi, this is Representative Lane Roberts from House District 161. So last week was an interesting week in the legislature. After a 41-hour filibuster, the Missouri Senate has managed to perfect legislation deals with the Federal Reimbursement Allowance, or the FRA. This renews taxes for hospitals, pharmacies, nursing homes, ambulance services, etc. And they're essential to the Missouri Medicaid program. The taxes amount to around $1.4 billion, which then attracts an additional $2.8 billion federal matching funds. And typically, Missouri will cover about 35% of its Medicaid costs, and the federal government covering the remainder. Since their inception in 1991, these taxes have been renewed 17 times. The bill now needs one more vote before heading to the House for final passage. They need to pass the state operating budget with just 5 legislative days left before the constitutional mandate deadline. That budget process coming down the wire, the House is prepared to act quickly in an effort to pass the appropriations bill by the May 10th date deadline. We'll have to see if the Senate can get it to us in time. In addition, passed a couple of meaningful pieces of legislation. House Bill 1750 protects property rights. The bill approved is a legislative measure aimed at safeguarding property rights in the context of renewable energy development. It prohibits any corporation from using eminent domain for constructing wind or solar energy facilities on private land. This is very different from what a transmission line or a pipeline might do, where the limited amount of land used is much, much smaller than what would happen with a wind farm or a solar farm, which can sometimes include hundreds, even thousands of acres of private land. Eminent domain is a real threat to those kinds of operations. In addition, we passed House Bill 1991, to enhance cardiac emergency response in public schools. This is an interesting bill. It mandates that every public school in Missouri develop and implement a comprehensive cardiac emergency response plan. It's intended to address the appropriate use of school personnel to respond to incidents involving sudden cardiac arrest or similar life-threatening emergencies on campus. In addition, schools with athletic programs are required to develop specific plans tailored to address emergencies that may occur during extracurricular activities. In addition to those, we sent 2 joint resolutions over to the Senate. One deals with the initiative petition reform. I think most people are familiar with that. The other deals with term limits. It does not change the need for term limits. We all agree that there should be some. And we've all agreed that it should not exceed 16 years. What the bill does is, instead of limiting people to 8 years in either chamber, it limits to 16 years in both chambers, meaning that somebody could be in the House for 8 years and the Senate for 8, or they could be in the House for 12 years and the Senate for 4, or any combination adding up to 16 years. And the importance of this bill has to do with the fact that with the current term limits, there's very little institutional memory regarding anything beyond 8 years. And so it's the folks in bureaucratic positions, department positions, lobbyists, people that were not elected by the public, who have all the memory of what has happened in the past. And that guidance often is what legislators rely on. It would be, I think, more appropriate for the legislators themselves to have that kind of experience in institutional history when we're making decisions on behalf of the people who elected us, rather than relying on non-elected people to guide our decision.
161st District State Representative Lane Roberts can be reached at his Jefferson City office at 573-751-3791.
This has been Today's Issues. Today's Issues is presented as a public service of KNEO 91.7 FM, a Sky High Radio Network.